It's the Tiltcast, episode 230.
Comment, Juicy Box.
In this week's episode, we talk a lot about Amazon reviews, personal life stories,
Derp and the Divine.
And we talk a lot
Invisible
about...
Invisible Father.
I say a lot. We talk a little bit about video games.
Ghost Daddy.
And Puke Angels.
And we have some fun.
Comment.
So stay tuned.
Juicy Box.
Surprise butt sex!
Yeah!
We live?
Yes.
Oh, shit.
He was totally not ready for that shit. I think he might be slightly hungover.
I'm not really hungover.
I don't get hungover. I'm fucking Catholic.
Hey, guys. The Tiltcast.
Hey!
Woohoo!
Wow!
And I'm Nos. And to my right, I got...
Rusty.
And...
Jason.
And...
Babs.
Babs, we've got a new voice! Woo!
Be gentle, boys.
No. There's no such thing as gentle in this place. The sex dungeon that we record in.
Oh, that's true. Shit.
No, the anal beads come out early.
The size of a bowling ball.
Mm-hmm. Plop, boom, plop, boom, plop.
I think you actually almost made her spit out her wine. It's amazing.
Jesus Christ.
I told you don't have to call me that anymore.
So this will be a week, huh?
Yeah, it will.
And for those that don't know, I mean, it's been 2 weeks. We're recording early, so we're probably a little bit more surly.
A little.
Just so.
And
we're slightly hungover.
A little bit.
Catholic. Come on. And Scottish.
Well, you don't count.
Asshole.
Do little too.
Just because she and I are more Gaelic than you doesn't make a difference.
I heard nothing.
You said Gaelic.
Is that like a Celtic?
Oh, jeez.
No.
Gaelic is way better.
No.
All right.
So I guess to explain to the audience a little bit. We had a multi-birthday party with a small group of really tight friends, and it is Rusty's hell birthday.
I'm like fucking 12, guys.
Thirty fucking twelve. Our birthdays are all within like 2.5 weeks of each other.
Yeah, I'll be 34 here in about a week and a half.
Jason, you'll be
30.
Oh, you're finally gonna hit the 30 mark.
Finally.
And I was 33.
I feel so left out.
Well, it's not your birthday.
I know. It's sad.
You got a ways to go.
Not that far. A couple months.
Yeah, fair enough.
Hot.
We drank a decent amount. We had, what, that really, really amazing root beer?
Yeah, it was really...
That shit was good.
Yeah, and that was like...
Yeah.
Casey, who's been on the show before.
Applause to Casey.
Brought alcoholic root beer that tasted like dad's root beer.
It was, yeah.
But it was just had a hint of alcohol at the very end on the aftertaste.
That shit was scary. I can see like 5-year-olds getting shit-faced on that.
Like, it was really good. And then we had...
We're getting root beer wasted! Yeah, that would happen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We had a lot of fun. We played some Cards Against Humanity. Well, you guys mostly did. I played before everybody, and then I decided to just go sit outside and drink.
Yeah, and I still had to work, so by the time I got there, it was like,
he pussed out.
Fuck it.
He's a puss.
Wuss.
I know, right?
You had like a bottle and a half of wine.
I did.
That was pacing herself.
That was pacing myself. Fucking Catholic. That shit is in our catechism.
Yeah?
It's encouraged, damn it.
So I guess I'm just trying to kind of start the show off, and I'm just kind of hungover.
You're kind of flatlining.
Yeah, yeah.
A little bit. Yeah.
Come on now. So, we got fucking shit.
What have we done the last couple of weeks?
Fucking nothing at all. We've just fucking sat around circle jerked. That's amazing.
The visual I got mine. Is astounding.
I got mine.
You got yours?
I got mine.
What did you do?
No, I'm serious. Like, fucking serious. Circle jerk. Man, you are not up to speed. Fucking get some caffeine in you, dude.
Working on it.
All right.
Pretty.
Work on it. It is not what work on it. All right, so, like, fucking shit. What
was I know, that? Right?
Huh?
Right?
Yeah.
So I got a good idea.
Yeah, what? What do you go?
Babs, you had a story that you wanted to break.
Oh, my God. I can't remember the details, honestly, because I've slept since I heard it. But apparently, the cool way to die now is getting into a car wreck with a delivery truck while using a vibrator.
Wow.
Oh, yeah, I heard about that. It was like mm-hmm. an angel, wasn't it?
Fucking wow.
Who cares where it was? Yeah, that shit happened somewhere on Earth.
So apparently a woman was so enthusiastic that she was masturbating while driving and then ran into a truck. Now, I actually don't think there were any fatalities. Here's the thing.
Well, no, she died.
Oh, she did? She died. Well, she went out fucking happy.
Apparently.
Okay.
Maybe not quite happy enough. Not well.
She might have been frustrated.
If she was happy enough, she'd have been done by then.
Oh, you're right. No, well, she needs to turn that bitch up to jackhammers, but she needs
That's
to
what
do.
I'm saying.
Apparently what happened is there was a rear view video camera on the truck.
Oh, what?
That caught the whole thing.
Oh.
Which is just awkward.
Well, I mean,
because apparently, like, they didn't know what exactly happened. Well, like, I mean, there's the
evidence. Did she not have both hands on the... Well, she didn't have at least one hand on the wheel?
She had like, a leg on the dash, and it was in a low car, and you could see everything.
No way.
Because the camera was turned down.
Mm-hmm.
No way.
Until the point of death. Which is just fucked up.
That is really fucked up.
Yeah.
Leg on dash?
Pretty fucked up. Obviously, that I'm sure it's leaked somewhere. And it's not something I care to watch because it's
no,
just fucked
I really
up.
Don't want to watch that shit.
But
I'm not putting it into my search
though,
history.
If they
fuck that shit.
Make vibrators that plug into your car lighter, though.
Why?
I
can you?
Maybe that's what she was using.
Why?
Well, I mean,
like,
you know what?
There are certain things that need to stay in the bedroom.
No, I don't. I disagree.
What the fuck?
There's only one scary thing about getting
if
roadhead.
If you can think of it
crash.
And it exists on the internet, I guarantee you, if you can think of it, there's probably a toy for it.
No, that's not how that goes.
No,
there used
to be.
Oh, yes.
That's rule 43,
oh, yeah.
And if you can think of it, there's
Hello,
probably a porn of it.
Hello, yeah, you're the one that sent that to me.
I'm just saying. Vajangle.
Oh, jeez.
Vajangle again.
Really?
It's like Jeffrey Dahmer's dream sex toy.
Ah, here we go.
I don't really want to look this up.
Yes, you do.
All right.
You do.
A woman was probably pulled out of quite a nice fantasy when her car hit the bumper of the M&J seafood van in front of
her.
Tuna hitting tuna.
The woman, who was apparently quite attractive, people have been awkwardly referring to her as very fit, was cooperative after the accident and gave the van driver all of her information. But when the M&J Seafood looked at the surveillance footage of the accident to prepare for their insurance claim, they realized that the accident had an interesting cause. The woman had been distracted from the road by the sex toy she was using to pleasure herself while driving.
Oh, so she didn't die? I thought
she
died.
No. Die.
So she's probably like, I'll give you my information.
Oh, I know, right?
I'm totally ready. And if her leg was up on the dash, then she's stretched out, ready for
The company
it's so much
driven
since
had
she didn't die.
Apparently been worried that he would get fired because he was in this accident on his very first shift. His bosses, however, assured him that it wasn't his fault. The bosses told him it wasn't his fault and then said, "Have you seen this?" He was like, "What the fuck?" They all had a good laugh. Apparently the lady was pretty fit.
Giant boobs.
Oh, pretty fit. What? Okay, so
what does that actually mean?
Exactly.
Well, I mean,
it is repeated at least three times in the story, right?
She probably did her cables.
It is British, so that could have several different meanings.
Okay, so pretty fit British. Got it. All right, let me look that up.
Probably pulls up this story.
All right. She actually had braces?
Pretty fit British. Come on, spell British.
Should the amalgamation of that be British?
Right.
Oh, my God. All right, there we go.
Yeah, I was pretty sure she hadn't died.
Wow.
Yeah, now the one that, there was one a few years ago where she did die.
I thought there was one.
Yeah, there, but that was a few years ago. Not the same one that had a video.
I want to have a record evidently shoved inside you.
And evidently, the company refuses to release the video.
You think?
The internet wants to see the video, damn it.
Well, she was pretty fit.
Do you think she was okay,
so, all right, I looked her up, and this is actually cool, because it was on a BuzzFeed thing of British slang terms. Pretty fit, as in fit means sexually attractive, so pretty sexually attractive. Makes total sense now. Everybody was like, I gotta hide my boner.
Boner hiding. They probably went
She's
to hide
got
their
some
boner
flexibility,
in her.
Guys. She could put her leg up on the dash.
She's bendy.
Well, I mean, if she, and this was in Britain, right?
I don't know. I think that's amateur. She didn't have her leg wrapped around her head, so.
Well, she might now.
Permanently.
No, if she's in Britain, then that means that she was using, she was stretching her left leg out because they drive on the right side of the car, right? So, I mean.
You've thought this out.
Maybe it was just getting a bit tangy in there and she had to have the window down.
Pretty tangy. All right.
Well, it's just like that thing that guys do. Every guy is guilty of this. Like, when it's really, really hot outside and you put your leg kind of up on the dash and just let your balls cool down from the AC.
Do you do this?
No. Not guilty of that at all.
Totally guilty. Or you're like, you get your knee, like, well, it's a close riding car and you just kind of do this.
Wait.
You can't see it, but, like, you just put your pant leg.
Yeah, you just put the shorts
up. I can see
up.
You being guilty of it because, you know, you're actually, like, of average height for males. There it does not exist.
Don't sugarcoat it.
That excludes us who are fucking Yetis. There is not a vehicle in existence where I can bend my leg up to dash.
I could probably do it in my car. I mean, I call that the cold nut tunnel.
Sleepily stretched out in my car.
I call it the cold nut tunnel or the chilled berries.
The chilled berries.
Chilled berries.
So
I don't know. Like, I delivery drive for a long time with our friend Matt, who's also been on the show in old episodes, and we used to drive pipe all over town. And we drove in a van.
You drove pipe?
I did drive pipe.
I hope you got paid a lot for that shit.
I really didn't get paid enough.
There's a pretty good going rate for that.
I had to help lay a lot of it, too. Sometimes we cleaned the pipe before we moved out.
And he laid carpet on the side. Oh, shit. Oh, this is terrible.
We're saying you never wanted to get footprints on the new carpet.
So. Oh, yeah, of course.
Have to clean the carpet.
Never leave.
I don't know.
Never leave traces
Most
on the
of
new
us
carpet.
We have hardwood floors now, actually.
That's true. God bless America.
America.
But that being said, like, it would get really hot, so I drive this huge old box truck or this, like, industrial-sized van or a flatbed truck. The AC units of those things didn't work worth a damn. It was a job I could wear shorts. Some construction sites used to give a shit about it because you're not supposed to, but we weren't technically working for them, so they're just like, fuck it, I got long shorts on, I got steel-toed boots, I'm going to be here for 20 minutes. So, you either want your pipe or you don't. It's 110 degrees out here.
And I'm laying that shit.
I was taking it off the truck and putting it down. Bring out the forklift. This shit's heavy. It's big and black. Gas pipe.
Oh, jeez. Seriously?
Oh.
Well, I mean.
Well, like, so, like, in all seriousness, without innuendos aside, like, black cast iron pipe. A joint of eight-inch pipe.
Oh, man.
A joint of eight-inch pipe weighs about 150 pounds and times, like, you know, 100 of them. Are you thinking Debbie Does Dallas now?
I'm thinking Cards Against Humanity, actually.
Well, I'm just saying, when you have that much, like, if you get really hot.
Well, yeah, you
really
do.
Sweaty.
That's a lot of pipe to take.
So after you lay that much pipe, You have to.
That's a lot of big black pipe to take.
It really is.
You have to.
I think that shit'll kill you.
Yeah, that's why Justin's so comfortable in the Eagle.
I'm just not ashamed.
So that's why you have to wave that shit around to dry it off, right?
Yeah, baby elephant.
Helicopter dick. Helicopter dick.
Yeah, guys, I went there. Sorry.
But after a long day of lying pipe, it is good to put your knee up on the dash.
And dry the twiggy berries out?
Yeah. Otherwise, it wraps around and touches your ass.
I've never had that problem.
Is that an actual problem?
Well, yeah, it kind of is. I mean, if it gets stuck between the ass cheeks, I mean, there's no going back.
I don't know. I'm kind of thinking that's along the lines of it's not a bug, it's a feature.
I don't know if that's a feature or not. I mean, it might be in the wintertime, but not necessarily in the summertime.
Well, I might think that shit's a feature.
Man, I'm out of tissues. I might wipe my ass with my scrotum.
Now, that's when you got those big old saggy nuts.
I wasn't talking the nuts.
I know you weren't.
Irrelevant.
Oh, I just went there. Sorry. Oh, God. What the fuck is happening to our brains?
I don't know. Reminds me of something kind of gross, but I now want to feel like I should share.
Oh, okay. Go for it.
So, people know a long time ago I played in a very unsuccessful punk band. And we played, and we didn't make very much money. We drove around in, like, either a shitty U-Haul or a van, and then sometimes that meant sleeping in the back of the U-Haul. Which means that you didn't get to, like, use proper facilities all the time. Sometimes it was one of those things where we're...
Swamp ass.
Well, like, we... So you can get this stuff at, like, the Army-Navy supply, or Army Surplus, called Hideaway.
Oh, dry showers. Got it.
Right. So occasionally, we'd be... a long way from everything, like, let's just say going to Albuquerque and back, right?
Uh-huh.
And you only have the U-Haul for so long, so we're trying to go to Albuquerque and back in, like, a day and a half. Go up there, play a show, basically come back the same night, and then sleep somewhere in between here and there because we couldn't afford a hotel room.
Right.
Just afford the gas. And even back in, like, 2000, 2001, the gas for that was still talking $150.
Right.
Because it gets, like, 8 miles a gallon.
Stop.
So a lot of times you take bathroom breaks on the side of the road out in the desert. You know,
you get a water in the desert. I mean, seriously.
So, there was one time where said guitar player, I won't name him, but was taking a dump off on the side of the road. And you get very far off to the side of the road, and side profile, just seeing him way out there in the desert. Nuts were hanging down. We had rubber band guns. So, me and the bass player just unloaded on him. He couldn't do anything because he's just there and he couldn't finish. Apparently, it was so dry, he was still dry, so he wouldn't do anything but just squatting and getting the shit shot out of his nuts.
Oh, that's cruel. Oh, that's cruel.
You get pretty comfortable with each other when you're used to sleeping with. In the back of a U-Haul in sleeping bags. Taking dumps on the side of the road.
Or with each other. There's five people in the group and two sleeping bags. Well, you just gotta get used to it.
There are three or four depending on who could make it or not.
Oh, okay. Well, I mean...
So our drummer, sometimes a bass player, and I was a guitar player, sometimes a bass player.
Okay.
So we either rotate between a three or four piece all the time.
Okay. Well, you know... When you're sleeping together.
Well, in sleeping bags, separate.
Right.
I didn't have to cuddle for the body heat in the middle of the summer out in Albuquerque or West Texas.
Well, you didn't have to, but, you know.
It gets cold in the... It gets cold at night.
We know it happened. Yeah. You just fucking admit it.
You spooned.
We're not judging much.
No.
Well, I did shoot him in the nuts.
Oh, well, I mean...
At least some reason. Of the shots.
Nuts...
Balls.
Balls.
So, with that, I think...
Speaking of pooping...
Poop?
Why do we got to bring that into this?
Oh, yes.
You brought that into this.
Yeah.
Well, you didn't have to continue.
Oh, but I do. Because I think, you know, we have to introduce Babs to the show the right way.
Right? Here we go.
So, it is time for the Haribo Sugar-Free Gummy Bears 2.0.
Bitch.
Uh-oh.
Yes. Reviews for these things are horrible, but you get some greatly worded stories.
Sorry.
So, new in October last year, since Rusty read the first review.
Yeah, it was, yeah.
Which was utterly hilarious.
It was about a year and a half ago. You have to look that up. I don't even know what episode it was.
Oh, yeah, it's been a minute.
It has so, been a minute.
Are these Amazon reviews?
Yeah, yes. These are Amazon reviews, but there's new ones since then, so gotta read it.
There are two, and they're epic.
Well, shoot it.
Go for it. Indeed, shoot it.
I didn't feel the need to plan my weekend around five small gummy bears, but if you fail to plan, you plan to fail. It began with a noticeable change in the viscosity of my saliva. Within minutes of consumption, my mouth filled with a thick, foamy slime. Though I was in a cool, climate-controlled room, a salty sweat broke out, and I felt my heartbeat quicken as my body threw itself into fight or flight. The animal noises broadcasting from my pelvis were an ominous warning of the violent acts that were to follow. I shouldered my way into the bathroom, clawing at my belt, moaning with pain. The smell came first. It started sweet, almost tangy. That was quickly overpowered.
I like that car.
Yeah. That was quickly overpowered by a cloying chemical perfume. The first volley of feces hit the water like soda cans and nickels. The resulting splash drenched my bottom in foul, brackish water.
Okay, they have a vocabulary like that and they're saying bottom?
Yes. Yeah.
Fucking cop out.
I know, right?
I know. But this was quickly becoming the least of my worries. After another moment, the noises in my core hit a fever pitch and I was struck rigid with pain. The sweat was now running into my eyes, but the room had turned ice cold and my hands began to spasm. I felt an insidious burning flooding my escape hatch as I gasped.
Wait, is he still shitting or is something else?
Wait
for it.
Hot yellow poison began spraying from my rear, okay, changing in pitch and echo as the stream of diarrhea ripped around the toilet bowl, creating a nightmarish Doppler effect that can only be appreciated in hindsight. My legs fell asleep sitting on the toilet. I couldn't have stood if I wanted to. Wiping was a no-go. Toilet paper simply became a vile paper mache. My hands were quickly soiled. A full-blown shower was needed, and all my towels had to be burned. So happy with my purchase, would recommend to friends and definitely buying again.
Damn, son, where'd you find this?
Oh, yes.
But it lost me the toilet paper because then I started thinking, paper mache.
I know, right?
It's the wave of the future. Ass chaps.
But as good as that one is, it was my last class of the semester and the final exam was worth 30% of our grade.
This one kind of hits home, actually.
After a late night study session, I felt confident.
Rather like the gummy bears.
Right.
But I had to decide between sleeping in or cooking breakfast. My eyelids chose sleep. My stomach later regretted this decision, and after several uncomfortable stomach growls, I finally decided to make a quick stop by the campus bookstore and grab a snack before my test. Since the semester was ending and everyone was going home for the summer, a lot of items were on sale, including the snacks and candy that they keep up front. Being in the hungry state I was in, it only felt logical to pick the largest yet least expensive candy in order to get more bang for my buck.
This cannot end well.
And there they sat, two bags of Haribo sugar-free gummy bears, buy one, get one free. What a deal, I thought naively.
Run!
I would eat one bag before my test and one bag afterwards.
As I walked to class, I gleefully chewed on those abominable little bastards, unaware of the utter mayhem that would soon unleash upon my poor, poor anus. I sat down at my desk as the professor informed us that due to issues with cheating in the past, restroom breaks would be prohibited until the completion of the exam. I'll give you 10 minutes to use the restroom now. This will be your last chance. Any takers? The demon bears hadn't released their unholy necromancy upon my stomach yet, so in my moment of stomach ignorant foolishness, I remained seated, still munching on those miniature bear-shaped bombs. After the students wise enough to take the professor's offer had returned, the professor handed out the test. I was 6 questions in when it happened. It started subtly at first. Almost like a slightly tingy sensation in my lower abdomen I thought nothing of, assuming my intestines were just doing their thing.
Or it was herpes.
Herpes sounds good. Sounds preferable to this. Little did I know that my intestines were trying to desperately to warn me of the horror that was on the horizon. By question 9, it happened again, but this time it was followed by a sharp pain, as if those infernal hellions had orchestrated an attack upon my colon. I fought to contain the groan that tried escaping my lips. It was at this point I began to panic. Something was going horribly wrong, and I needed to get through this test before it got any worse.
Okay, again, are we still talking about shitting, or...
Right? By question 14, my worst fear was upon me.
I'm sensing a pattern here.
The Satan bears burning, hot, liquidy, dark magic crashed against my anal sphincter like a tidal wave. I was able to close the hatch just in time, but those relentless, toxic bears beat against it like orcs breaking down the doors of Helm's Deep.
I could hang with this person. Not when they're shitting, though.
I knew I wouldn't be able to so much as shift in my seat without risking a breach. I kept fighting through my exam, clenching my cheeks with all my might. Beads of sweat began rolling down my neck. Suddenly, a loud, gurgling war cry came from my belly, and the entire class lifted their heads. At this point, nothing mattered except expelling this ungodly presence from my bowels. With 15 questions left, I promptly wrote C for every answer and ran out of the classroom, my professor yelling behind me. But I was too preoccupied with the volcanic eruption that needed to take place before I could find sweet, sweet relief.
Again, still talking about
shitting. I know. I don't think
we're talking about shitting.
I burst into the restroom like the Kool-Aid man. Oh, yeah. And behold, the handicap stall was empty. Sun rays from the adjacent window shone upon it as if it were a gift from God himself. It took me less than 0.5 seconds to undo my belt buckle, pull down my pants, and finally relax my wary buttocks upon the toilet seat. It took absolutely no effort to expel this demon. Almost immediately, the floodgates of hell were opened and the damned, liquefied souls of the entire bag's worth of gummy bears cried out as they burned through my sphincter and into the watery abyss below. I had never felt such simultaneous relief and anguish in my life. After 30 minutes of this, I immediately went home, dug a hole in my backyard, and burned the remaining bag of gummy bears. I leave with this. Do not. I repeat, do not. Eat these spawns of Satan. Not only did they cause me to fail my final test, but the anguish I experienced is something I wouldn't wish upon anyone, not even my worst enemy. The only place these godforsaken hell bears belong are buried deep below the earth's surface.
Real trap shit.
I say, this really explains, and I will be somewhat nice, and will not say the ex's name, but I had a fairly somewhat recent ex that loved these, but it was always stopped up, so maybe this is what she used. Yeah. I never tried. I fucking hate gummy bears, so I'm glad that I don't like these. Yes.
It's a motherfucking shotgun.
So what I want to know is, the M&Ms, are they sugar-free?
Fuck no.
Have you learned your lesson?
Right?
Yeah, he bought those before I had him look that up. He was looking up those stories on the way here.
sugar-free candy?
So yeah, well,
it was only sugar-free gummy bears. Right?
See, the thing
it
is,
it was the sugar-free variety.
The reason why it actually was brought up is because a friend of mine I ended up working for at the college. She said she was going to get me, you know, 8 cans of energy drink, and I normally drink Rockstar Sparkling Energy because, you know, it's the one fucking thing I can drink.
Hello, endorsement.
Aha! See, we're not sponsors. Anyway, she bought me fucking some monster thing, but basically the sugar alcohol that they use to sweeten it, it's the same stuff that's in those gummy bears. So if you drink more than 2 cans of that, you will have a very similar reaction. I had to trade in some of that so that I didn't have fiery poo. I don't like fiery poo. We don't do fiery poo in my house. Fiery poo. You gonna write down fiery poo? Alright.
And the fact that we don't do it.
No fiery poo in this house.
Well, and the interesting, or if that's the right word.
Interesting.
Thing about doing any kind of ketogenic diet.
Wow, catatonic diet. I want to take the catatonic diet. Here, hold on a second. Wham!
Hey, if you're unconscious, you can't fucking eat.
Well, I mean, I've got a tongue.
What?
It's from Click.
I don't even know what just happened.
I don't either.
It's a bad movie, but hey, whatever. I've got a tongue.
Yeah, not even Christopher Walken could save that movie.
No, not really.
He wasn't in much of it.
Yeah,
I know.
I never saw it.
It was sad.
He didn't see it. It's about a remote that basically fast forwards and rewinds time. Well, it was fast forwarding time. It wasn't rewinding.
Yeah, he could rewind.
No, he couldn't. It was always fast forward. It was a 2000 movie.
Slow down, speed up, whatever.
Yeah, well, he could pause time and fast forward time, but I don't think he could go backwards.
Couldn't go backwards.
Click. Movie 2006, and it was Adam Sandler, and it was adorable. It was terrible and horrible all the same, so it's adorable.
That's because it's Adam Sandler.
Yep.
And now we know how you feel about Adam Sandler.
Well, I seem to remember really liking The Waterboy when it came out, but then I'm remembering my age, and then I tried to watch it within like the last 2 or 3 months. I was like, this movie is so fucking dumb.
He's done a few good movies.
Well,
was that Punch Drunk Love?
I can still.
I never saw that.
Yeah, it was a really depressing whole movie.
I can still watch Happy Gilmore like once a year, though.
I don't know, dude. Happy Gilmore gets on my fucking nerves after a while.
I just get tired of Adam Sandler.
Never die. Nerp.
I know, which kind of depresses me because that Pixels movie looks.
See, I actually preferred. If I had to go from his era of like stupid movies. So like, Happy Gilmore, and then what was the other one? Waterboy is...
That wedding singer and...
Waterboy was probably the best one that I've seen because he plays the character very well.
What's the one where he plays Satan's son?
Little Nicky.
Yes! That was horrible.
You're mentioning Pixels. I'll tell you how bad Pixels is.
The boob head.
No, the best part of that movie was the dog. The dog was perfect.
I just remember the boob head. I'm scarred. I need therapy.
I know, right?
So, here's the thing is, like, because Pixels has a lot of, like, characters that are Nintendo, etc. in it, Nintendo actually endorsed part of it. And when they endorsed part of Pixels, their fans cried out against them really hard on Twitter to the point of pages and pages and pages of responses about how this movie is raping their childhood. Like, there's really? Been a lot of really angry people about how horrible this movie and how much it pissed them off about how it was just basically taking advantage of nostalgia to create a movie. I will say the only nostalgia gaming movie that I liked was Wreck-It Ralph, but Wreck-It Ralph had little points of that. But
yeah.
It's still fairly fun.
That was actually a good movie.
I think I rented it in 3D. Yeah. I think you might have watched it.
That's actually a good movie.
You didn't? Mm-mm. Somebody watched it with me. Maybe I watched it by myself in 3D.
Who?
Wreck-It Ralph.
No, I didn't watch that with you. Sorry.
Maybe it was Trent. I can't remember.
Excuse me.
But that movie was pretty cool. But in general, I feel like a lot of, like, even stuff like that we would, you would think you'd want to like the Street Fighter movie. When I was younger, I was like, I really want to like that. And even at that age, I was like, this movie is awful. Like, you know, trying to tie any kind of story to Street Fighter is an idiotic thing to do. And then they had those Mortal Kombat movies, which were horrible. The soundtrack was decent.
Well, I mean, that's because it was electronic for the time, and that was starting to be big. So they're like, I'm wearing it. That's basically, like, if you rewound about 3 years ago and put fucking Skrillex into any movie, it had something to it. Yeah. I mean, just like...
Right, I just remember having the soundtrack back then. That's a cool soundtrack, but...
I gotta say, though, that the first Mortal Kombat movie is better than the second one.
I agree. The only good thing was that fan-made thing they were doing where it was like a series of episodes. Yeah,
that was good.
Where they tried to make it somewhat realistic, and I can't remember what it's called, but they had, like, it was almost noir. Maybe not quite, but it just had this really, like, gritty detective feel to it.
It was...
I don't remember the name.
Legacy. Yeah. Mortal Kombat Legacy. Yeah. It was really good. I liked it.
Strangely enough, the person that introduced it to me is one of the people that does Mortal Kombat. He's like, hey, this is way better than movies. You should check it out.
Yeah. Well, they tried to keep, like, stories in line in Legacy, which... The movies, it's basically like the Resident Evil movies. They was like, oh, look, we got zombies and, like, this thing they call the T-Virus. We're going to go ahead and put those two things in a blender and boom, we've got a movie. We're going to throw fucking, like, Lilo Dallas at it. Lilo Dallas Multipass and bam, we've got a movie.
Lilo Dallas Multipass?
Lilo Dallas Multipass. Oh, my God, it is.
Real trap shit.
That's right.
You're really liking your soundboard today, aren't you?
Of course.
I've been looking for an excuse to use that for forever.
Yeah, we have. So, but no, I'd actually put Double Dragons over both those movies.
Double Dragons? Really?
Goddamn, Jason, yeah. You're dead to me.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
I imagine
For a single reason.
Dude, I think you are being shunned like a rogue Amish
right now.
But stand up. Stand up. Okay, cross your arms like this.
Yes.
And then turn. You have been Klingon shunned.
It's probably better than Amish shunned.
Probably. Just but only just slightly.
I don't know. Can Klingons have booze?
I don't know. Huh?
Can Klingons have booze?
Yes, Klingons have booze.
That's all they have.
Okay, then there you go.
They eat worms and booze. Man, that's it. Booze.
That's
whatever.
Like it.
Worms and booze.
Eat boobs?
Kind of a thing to do. Well, I mean...
No,
Worf said that he wouldn't actually do anybody on the ship because he was worried for their safety.
Wow.
I'm such a nerd.
There are two things that movie has that are better than Mortal Kombat or Street Fighter.
You had to look this up.
Alyssa Milano's ass and the dude who played...
Everybody's seen that shit.
And the dude who played T-1000 in Terminator 2.
No.
I forget his name.
I disagree.
The fact that he was there.
Terminass.
Boom! Write it down. Terminass. We can't use it, but whatever. We're going to write it down anyway.
I'm pretty sure Justin is sitting here going, I think I'm going to change my nickname to Terminos.
Terminos.
Well, Earl's got some other things on me. I've had some pretty bad nicknames on this show.
Oh, my God. Yeah. I'm looking through the fucking tweets from that because I was not...
Oh, did you look at the Pixel Suites?
The Pixel Suites, yeah, too. Well, it's basically... They've cleaned them up quite a bit, though. There's a problem. Basically, why would you betray us? You were supposed to be the chosen one, Nintendo America.
Oh, Neo.
Oh, Neo. You were supposed to be the chosen one, Neo. You were supposed to be the one.
Oh, Harry Potter.
Nintendo America, I'm sorry that they made you type this. We trusted you, Nintendo. That's basically what this is. I haven't seen a whole lot of the other ones. Oh, I should probably just click on the freaking thing. Click on the thing, guy. Where's it at? Oh, they deleted the post. Go figure. Now, Nintendo has, like, fucking flooded their shit since then, so...
Trying to get rid of it.
Yeah. It was not well received by anybody. And apparently it fucking went right underneath my radar, because...
Yeah, it was
it's
out in
Twitter.
It was out in the movies a week, and then just plummeted, and nobody watched it.
Well, I've been kind of interested in seeing it, but then again, I'm not one of those people that says, oh, you're going to ruin my childhood.
I'm not either, yeah. But if it's just a play at my nostalgia, that's where I'm going to have an issue.
I'm sorry, but if your childhood is that fragile, then you should probably be seeking therapy.
No, but
or
I'm just so like it seems like movies anymore with remakes and everything else nowadays. Like it seems like they like for because nerd culture, gamer culture, and a lot of this stuff is all like people that are our age that kind of grew up with this stuff. People tend to insert random shit into their shit that has no tie-in.
That's what she said.
We went and inserted shit in shit. Now we've got double shits.
Shit squared,
indeed.
Is it like shitting back and forth forever?
Two girls, one cup.
Oh. That is one thing I really can't handle.
You want to see him barf? Force him to watch that.
Dude, all I have to do is just chain him down to a fucking, you can see your very own puke angel.
By the way, puke angels. Let's talk about puke angels.
I love segues.
Well, nobody at this table is here for that.
I love it.
Nobody.
No, but now we brought it up. So
that
was
like.
That was like.
I can tell that story if you want.
Go for it.
That was like the first party I was invited to at Casey's and couldn't make it for some reason.
So, 6 years ago.
A long time ago in a galaxy far, far away.
Across town.
So 15 minutes.
Yeah. Went over to Casey's house and he had, one of those like just random parties and I ended up drinking an abnormal amount of Guinness because
you drink an abnormal amount of Guinness?
I think I had 16.
I'm pretty sure any amount of Guinness is the normal amount of Guinness.
Of course. I mean, you have to have dinner, right?
I'm saying.
Well, I didn't eat anything, and then he had it was a going away party for his buddy who was a medic going to Afghanistan, and he was a medic, but he looked like a freaking commando. The guy was built like the fucking Terminator.
I'm a medic, motherfucker!
Yeah.
Yeah, he's like,
come with me if you want to live.
He's like
it's not a Duma!
he was like 6'6 and about 250 pounds. He was built, and he was a huge man. And he really liked Jaeger. It's like, oh, you like Jaeger? I like Jaeger, too. He's like, let's have a contest. And
a bromance. Aww.
And so I decided I'd brought a lot of Jaeger because I drank more at that time. I brought like 3 liters of it with me because I didn't want to run out like I was going to drink all that myself.
Fuck.
So I had a liter and he had a liter, and then we just chugged it out of the bottle for about an hour until we finished it.
Okay.
I was taking shots.
What the hell is wrong with you?
Oh, God.
I used to drink a lot more.
Okay, so my first question is, how the fuck do you even remember this story?
I was conscious for part of it, and Holly relayed the rest of it to me, instead of Trent. But apparently, at some point, like, I wanted to go to the bathroom, so I walked out of the garage and walked around to the front of the house.
I bet you crawled.
And
you're sugarcoating the shit out of this.
No, I tripped and I fell, and I couldn't get back up. I was like a turtle on my back, you know? And I started throwing up, and I kept thinking to myself, oh, man, I'm going to die of my own throw-up. So I puked to the left
and then I puked to the right.
And then I just turned my face
down. Oh,
my God.
Because it started to pull up, so there was a lot going on this side. So I flipped over to my right side and started throwing up that way. And then it was just awful. Like, I just emptied, like, everything. It felt like I emptied everything from my large intestine all the way out.
He went... Boom! Out the fucking mouth, man. Dude.
It was like just... It
felt
fuck like
those sugar-free gummy bears.
It felt like I threw up like 4 gallons of liquid. It was horrible. And you guys have never really heard me throw up, but I threw up really loud.
Yes. So
So I threw up, and I was throwing up, and apparently what happened is Holly found me outside.
Okay.
And then told Trent, and I guess
probably
Trent just looked
sonar,
at me.
Probably by sonar if you're that loud.
Well, no, guys. If you want to get an idea...
Have I thrown up at your
guys'
house?
No, you haven't thrown up at my house, thank God. If you want to have an idea, think Hulk, only louder.
Hmm.
Well, I used to scream a lot in that punk band, so I got volume if I really want to get volume. But I don't have volume all the time.
And according to credible sources, sometimes like a motorboat.
Oh, yeah, that kind of does happen. It's like... about like that. But just crank it up like...
Motorboats are up.
About four times that loud. Because jeez, I'm like
you spiked it, dude. You fucking, like, redlined my fucking recording shit, so...
So, like, if you've ever screamed in a band, like, you know, the best way to do it is to do it from your stomach. It's just like when you actually...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
To
yeah.
get the most volume, you kind of, like, sink from your...
Your diaphragm.
Yeah.
For me.
Push it up.
Yeah. Well, that's... I throw up from my diaphragm, too, so...
Q-acoustics.
Yeah. So, I was kind of covered in my own vomit. It was pretty gross.
Hot.
And Trent came out and found me. I'm just thinking of fucking... And I guess Trent and Casey and Holly all helped me into the house.
That's recycling.
I'm not a little man. Just goes right back in. I mean, I am a short man, but I'm not a little man, and I was a lot bigger than
you.
Yeah,
you're right.
So...
Giggity.
Not big in a good way. But
slap his tummies and his tits fucking slap his face.
So Casey is a much smaller man than me, and he had this army shirt, and I actually still have, I can actually wear the army shirt now, but I couldn't then.
Right.
I felt like a sausage in two
do
little
you
casings.
Each other's clothes? You're like sorority girls.
Well, uh-huh. I had this death metal shirt on that I covered in throw up, and apparently I pulled it off and tossed it behind his couch. But then Casey gave me this little bitty army
puke
shirt.
Puke angels and striptease. Hells yeah, that's a party. Yeah.
So I woke up in the shirt that was basically like a Pooh Bear shirt. Like it was so small. Like asleep on the couch. And I woke up to
no, his I believe, little I believe the
I
word.
I woke up to his brother's lab, like licking me in the face at like 6 a.m.
He was and, like getting drunk
and
off
I
of
believe the words Trent used was that Justin looked like a Build-A-Bear. Can't move his arms for shit, build a bear.
Well, it was like a medium t-shirt that time. I was an XXL, so it just wasn't the right choice.
It's amazing.
How fucking to get you into that?
I don't know. I was drunk.
It's like, hold on a second,
like
guys.
An oversized toddler.
If we put our knee down on his belly button, we could probably button the bottom button here. Let's just continue this all the way up. How was your chest the next day?
Tight. They're like, and on exhale, 1, 2, 3.
So, yeah, I guess, you know, Casey had never really met me. That was the first time I met Casey. And
that's a hell of a first meeting.
He still talks to you, too.
I know. And
everything.
He didn't know about the shirt being behind his couch for a week, so something
oh,
smelled.
Oh, God.
He found it like a dried up piece of bacon behind the, behind the couch.
Puke bacon.
Puke bacon.
Like, it was sort of wadded up, and it was so stiff, because he gave it back to me. He's like, do you want this back? And he held it, you know.
And it was disintegrating.
No, it was like, it was so stiff, like, you know, he's holding, like, a garbage bag on his hand and trying to pick
mortis.
It up, and it was just, like, straight out. Like, it was so covered.
It held
and
shape,
crusted.
Dude.
I threw it away.
Could use that shit as a diving board.
Can you break it over your knee? Oh, God.
Yeah, it was pretty gross.
Give it
to the nearest black belt.
Yeah, it was really gross.
It was terrible. It was terrible.
Actually, that is honestly almost the drunkest I've been since.
Almost?
Almost.
He said almost.
That means there's another story.
I heard an almost.
Well, last night I didn't want to get as drunk because, like, after the root beer actually gave me a headache. I don't like sweets most of the time, except for cake. But well,
I like
I
my
cake.
I want my cake.
Babs
was
nice enough
face.
To buy me a cake and then just put happy 65th birthday ass face on it.
Well,
he's only 4 years off his off the best age in the world.
Actually, his new assistant bought him the cake.
Mm. Oh, so the new secretary
it.
Got
the
it.
New secretary got the cake.
They collaborated.
We did.
Of course they did.
So they got me a cake and then Amy decided to
decorate it. Well, fucking Walmart wouldn't put ass face on the cake, so I had to
really?
Write bigger letters.
They told you no?
They did.
What
they
the fuck?
They told me no.
Why not?
Like, I'll just go
fuck
buy sugar
you.
Letters.
Like, no, seriously, if I want to buy a cake and I want you to fucking put in icing, I want, you know, happy birthdays, you motherfucking ass face, you better put in entirely what I fucking wrote down.
They would do no such thing.
Really?
They would do no such thing.
Fuck Walmart.
You do realize that we don't just live in the Bible Belt. This is like the big, ugly, turquoise rock in the middle of the fucking buckle of the Bible Belt.
Well, you know what?
I
really want...
More descriptive.
If, yeah. I mean, if I wanted to go there and say, I want a custom cake, it's going to be an asshole with fucking a shit fountain out of it.
That'd be amazing. Let's make that happen.
So they can...
Chocolate frosting.
They can virtually... anal rapist with horrible products at too good to refuse prices.
Sugar-free gummy bears, motherfuckers.
Right? But they can't. It's right next to Xbox. They can't write ass face in icing on a cake.
Oh, what a bitch.
Couldn't make it happen.
What a bitch.
Could not make it happen.
Found a way.
Oh, I always find a way.
Giggity.
God.
No, more recently, me and Holly went out, and mm-hmm. I was, and I always feel bad, because I make her my DD way too much, but.
She offers, to be honest, she offers.
That's true.
If she offers.
Yeah.
She's good people.
She is good peeps.
But she, we went to the bar, and like, inside of an hour, I was having a bad day, and I wanted to get drunk as fast as possible. So, I did, and I overdid it. Like, I had
shots.
Like 10 shots inside of an hour. I only had like 4 beers. And we got there at like 10 o'clock, and by 11:30, I should be going home. And she recognized it. She just started tugging my arm. She's like, you gotta go. You gotta go. You gotta go. You gotta go. I was like, oh, I'm fine. I'm fine. And I was too drunk really to walk, so she kind of had to like, seeing I hauling me over to her car.
What, and she's like 2 pounds soaking wet?
Right. Like, she's half my weight. And
if.
Yeah.
Well, she is now. She didn't used to be. I used to be a third of my weight, but
she's like the weight of one of Rusty's thighs.
He's not saying she gained. He's saying he lost.
Dude, like, fucking.
Okay, maybe she's lighter than one of your thighs.
Fuck you. You're lucky I couldn't find him something immediately to throw at you.
Oh,
I don't want to throw your fucking dirty shoes at him. I'll throw my dirty shoes at him.
I didn't think he was going to do it.
Of course he is.
Yeah, she walked me over to her car and she started driving me home, and then I couldn't even remember. Jesus. I couldn't even remember.
Oh, the smell.
Both shoes, guys.
Tangy?
Both shoes. Yes, very tangy.
At the beginning.
And then it has that perfume smell.
And then it just smells like day old salmon.
Oh. It has that cloying chemical perfume.
That's right.
Oh. But she drove me home, and I think I might have told this on the show, but I kept trying to give her different directions than what I was supposed to, so I didn't know where the hell I was. She knew where to go. I mean, she was sober.
It's amazing.
So she drives up, and she's like, do you need anything? And I was apparently talking to her, and then I just started throwing up mid-sentence, and I threw up in my driveway as I was talking. And then I turned my head the other way and started throwing up while I was walking. So I was
you
like,
have a thing about symmetrical puking, don't you?
I don't want too much to be to one side, so.
Yeah, we smelled the after effects. No matter how good he cleaned that garage, there was a lingering smell in there somewhere.
I think there was a ring, too.
Well, I think yes. I actually sent you pictures, Babs.
Yeah, thanks. Thanks so much.
I was kind of proud
it's
of it.
It's amazing.
I wasn't. I was just amazed at
oh, how fuck, much. I know what night that was.
Yeah.
I know exactly what night that was.
So I threw up, and then I walked into the garage, and then I threw up again, and then I threw up in my sink,
mm-hmm.
and then I kind of passed out in the front living room for a minute.
For a minute?
I don't know how long. And then
it was bad.
You know, it wasn't one of the times that I knocked myself out in the shower, but...
Yeah, he calls me the next morning, and he goes, hey, dude, when you and Rusty think you'll be here? Because I kind of got to clean up some... shit. I go,
what happened?
What happened, dude? He's like, well,
I threw up everywhere.
You know, I texted you say I had a bad day yesterday. Well, I kind of drank a little too much, and Holly brought me home, and I just started puking all over the place when I got home.
This fucking new place, dude.
Yeah. Like, I didn't puke on the carpet, thank God, but
you'd lived here, what, like 2 minutes?
Yeah. At that time? Yeah. Not very long at all.
Right?
But, like, cleaning up in the garage was horrible because they don't have, like, a proper-sized shovel, so I had, like, the fireplace shovel.
It's like fucking 3 inches
wide.
Cleaning
up with 2 halves of a paper plate.
So, I got a gag reflex.
Oh, yeah, and it's been sitting out there
most
nice and
do,
fucking
y'all
cooked.
Are pussies.
Beauty. no comment.
That's what you came up with.
So for all of you out there who have these bear fantasies about Justin, just know he's the little spoon.
and you can't handle anything that's warm or sticky.
That kind of lets out most of it, I'm just saying.
That gets me off the hook.
With men and women.
I don't got any comment that I make just digs me into a hole.
Yes. So it's
gonna shut up.
Yeah, well, you know.
Digs you into a hole.
So, see, she told us that she would find the fucking, the darkest fucking pit that she could go into.
I hate you.
even the seemingly fucking, like, innocent things you say.
Jason. There's
nothing innocent about Babs.
No.
I say, the entire time I've known you has been just a constant stream of insults and jackassery.
Be careful what you fucking wish for, then. I know what you asked for in it. Assistant.
Yeah. Finger quotes was happening.
You're the one who made the mistake of asking for somebody who could not be easily offended.
He did.
Yeah, I got the devil.
Oh my God, they gave him the perfect assistant.
No, sir. No, sir, that's Catholic. That's a different level.
Oh.
That is a different level of devil. And I'm a bad Catholic, too.
I don't think I've ever known any good ones.
Come on now. I've known a couple.
I have, too.
Yeah, well.
Kate wouldn't want to be on this podcast.
Nope. We would run them off.
So with that.
Well.
You don't know where to go.
No, I don't. Well,
there's nowhere to go but up.
There's this thing, like, I was looking for the shot that fucking got my my boss fucking completely, totally fucking wasted to the point where he was doing puke angels.
Like a cement mixer or something?
And, of course, he is introduced to it at Estonia. They're called Mille Miyake shots. And what they are is Sambuca, which is a... it's a anise flavored, you know, clear liquor. Then it's got tequila and then Tabasco on top. And
that sounds revolting.
It's very revolting. And you can go to a place there and order a board
like,
of seven shots.
Who the fuck thought of this?
Yeah, well, I don't know.
Wants that shit their brains out.
Well, I mean, it's fiery all the way through, so. And it's bad.
A 70-year-old woman thought of this?
No. It's terrible. What the fuck?
She got tired of the prunes, evidently.
I wanted to try it, though. I mean, I've seen some weird fucking shots that included, like, pickle juice and shit like that, so.
That's true.
Hey, I like pickle juice.
It's good when you're hungover.
Yeah?
Like, it actually is a cure. Like, so, sometimes what I'll do, phrasing aside, so... I got a hangover cure, and this is how it starts.
Uh-huh.
You're done drinking for the night. You drink, like, a glass of water or something, like, after that last beer or during that last beer.
Mm-hmm.
Then you drink a small Gatorade. Then you eat something, but nothing healthy. Like, something with bread and carbs and grease and whatever.
Right.
Something that'll kind of soak it up and take long to digest.
State fair food.
Something, yep. Yeah, like corn dog or something.
Right.
Then you follow that up with either, mm-hmm. like maybe 8 ounces of pickle juice or just eat a couple of pickles. Then you take 3 ibuprofen, and then you go to bed, and you wake up, and there's nothing wrong with you.
I cut out all the fucking middlemen and go home, drink a Gatorade, and take 3 fucking Excedrin, and I'm good the next day.
Well, it doesn't. It almost doesn't
sometimes
matter how much
if
I
it's
drink.
Bad enough, Whataburger before home.
Oh no! Whataburger is
Whataburger's kind of like my staple, but
Whataburger is one of those things that you pick up in the morning if you need to have the grease layer. To make sure that you don't have, like, sour gut, you do that. But sour gut sucks, man. I'm just saying. Be perfectly fine the
She's a wine drinker. She doesn't know what that's like.
Fucking stop drinking your grape juice. I'm just saying.
No, I like beer.
You drink Guinness and a few other things, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've never seen you drink anything.
The only time we've gotten rock gut is the cheap beer. Like,
like Natty Light.
Or fucking Coors.
Natty Light, Coors Light.
Fucking the Beast.
Yeah.
I like good beer.
Or Lost Lake. Fuck that shit.
Mad Dog.
I also like Scotch.
Ooh, Scotch.
Scotch.
Oh, Scotch drinker.
Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Scotch drinker. All right.
Sambuca. Gotta be... It's gotta be Glen or Mangy, though.
No, what's wrong with you? Fuck.
Yeah.
The McAllen.
That's good stuff, too.
Mm-hmm.
You know what? And when you're on a budget, Dewar's isn't horrible.
If I'm doing whiskey and I'm not necessarily concerned with whether it's Scotch, Jameson.
Jameson's good.
Jameson is very good.
Jameson's good.
Wow. Oh my god!
Damn, son, where'd you find this?
Alright.
But yeah, no. It's nice to finally have somebody who knows how to drink fucking sophisticatedly.
Wait. What are you trying to say? The cordials are not fucking sophisticated?
He's trying to say your goddamn PBR does not cut it.
No, I don't fucking... Well, the only fucking time I drink PBR is when I'm with Tim, and that's just because I don't want to spend more than $2 for alcohol.
It's just nice to know someone else other than our mutual buddy, David Deere, who enjoys Scotch.
I do like Scotch.
Okay, well, I can tell you that I'm not much of a Scotch drinker, because... I've never actually gotten the taste for it, but if I actually sat down and, like, acquired the taste, I'd be all right.
Scotchy.
And the real fucking bitch about this is that I've not actually had a good Scotch that I enjoyed. It's always been too harsh.
I think a Scotch tasting is in order.
Oh, shit. Yeah. Oh, shit. Can I, is this one of those Scotch tastings where I can actually, like, you know, imbibe.
Get shit-faced? Hell yeah.
Oh, fuck yeah, then! Let's go ahead and do that shit. I have not gotten... Okay. I fucking go to this party last night. I don't get nearly shit-faced enough because fucking Justin's not necessarily, you know, right here to defend
Justin was
himself.
Halfway lit by the time you got here.
I know, but that's there's another story to that, right? All right, so, boy, that was fucking lewd. It's terrible.
You've done it like 5 times, and now you're finally commenting on it?
Well, I'm sorry, guys. Excuse the piss out of me. I am sorry.
You're about to have another puke, Angel.
Yeah. Oh, my God. I just spit on myself.
I'm saying.
You did.
I'm saying.
Fucking droplets.
It's right there. On my it's on my...
Right there.
It's on
right
my
breast.
Phlegm just happened.
Phlegm happened.
God damn.
What the fuck is that? What Reds?
Mine, not
apple
yours.
Ale?
That's what it is.
Reds?
Thanks.
Seriously? Reds?
It was in his fridge. I'm drinking it.
Okay, whatever.
I've
still got like a fucking, you know, a few fucking shiners still in there, so I can go grab one of those.
You want one?
Yeah, sure.
Our diets are already fucked today.
We've decided that a Scotch tasting is happening very
soon.
That's
in order.
Oh, yeah.
So we all buy a bottle of our favorite Scotch and get shit-faced.
Give me a Guinness.
Mm. You have Guinness?
Do you want one of those?
God damn. We're not friends anymore. You're dead to me.
Well, you left your phone. It's your own damn fault. Said you wanted a root beer.
Why did you...
You can have
why would you assume she wanted this shit?
It's like a fucking chick beer. You should know me better than that.
Because, you know, she's not a chick.
Yeah. Sometimes I beg to differ, but it depends on the day.
Hey, you know what? She doesn't drink like a chick, so it's all right.
I don't do most things like that.
No.
Giggity.
Wait.
You just about to tear your hand off?
Yep.
Amazing.
Oh my god, that hurt like a motherfucker.
Okay, that's an interesting phrase. Hurts like a motherfucker. Let us ponder.
Let's go ahead and just analyze that.
Hurts like a motherfucker. What exactly is she doing?
It's a good question. I have no clue.
No. He thought of you.
Fuck. That moment when you try to fucking twist off a cap and realize it's not a twist cap.
Fuck, you just
but no, it is
actually,
a twist cap.
That is a twist cap.
What
you
the
pussy?
Fuck.
You fucking pussy.
Oh my god.
Do you want me to try to get that off for you next time?
Yeah, if you would, please. I mean, I must have a bigger pussy than you.
I'm pretty sure that's a selling point on my part.
Let's say bigger is not better than bigger.
Oh, God.
It's like a hot dog down a hallway. That's just not
this is what happens when I don't filter myself, guys.
Filter.
Hey, so I will say at some point, this is a video game podcast.
What? We talk about games?
Wait, what?
Sometimes we talk about
what
dicks.
Are video games?
Those things that I do.
Okay. That's not the things that you do.
I would hope it's not.
You know what I think?
You know?
I
mean, if that's his only play.
Oh. So what do we want to do, guys? We want to talk about a little bit of games before or after? Because I want to be honest with you. I think that it's a Newslight week. I just want to have some fun. I think we ought to take a quick break. Come back and talk a little bit about what we've been doing. Yeah? Rusty? Voices?
Rusty's busy.
No, it's boys.
I wish he would never send you that soundboard now.
Thanks for Professor Brewman.
So what do you say?
Take a quick break, put my shoes back on? Sure.
Sure. Let's do that.
All right.
We'll be back, folks. And we're back.
About damn time.
We got drinks.
Lots of them.
So we wanted to talk a little bit about, you know, it's just kind of story time with the Tiltcast today.
Yeah!
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 Well, you know, to be honest, not a whole lot of new games, not a whole lot of news, so... Yeah! I'm still stuck on the Witcher trying to finish it.
Yeah!
Right. Well, I mean, I'm playing Elite Dangerous with Rusty, but we still haven't formed Wing yet, because he's going to explore the whole galaxy.
I am 7,000 light years away from you! It'll take, like, fucking a day and a half to get me back, so... I'm going to Sagittarius A star and fucking the Great Annihilator, but I am first going to go explore.
Wait, is this a game or Doctor Who?
Yeah, this is kind of both.
Oh.
It is. No, it's not really, but no.
It's an open world.
Way to tease, motherfucker.
I know,
it's an
right?
open world game where you fly a spaceship and you can basically you can haul goods from system to system to raise money. You can smuggle goods, you can be a pirate, you can be a bounty hunter,
yar.
You can be an explorer, you can be part of a, like an army, which is kind of what I'm doing right now. But the gist of it is it just ends up being a lot of fun and it never ends.
Yeah, it's a game that never ends.
And I like flying the spaceship a lot. Until I need to save up for a flight stick so that I can really properly fly that fucker.
Everybody needs a flight stick.
We need to do the voice activated shit.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. And apparently there's a way where you can voice activate so you can feel like you're on Star Trek and say, engage frameshift drive or engage half impulse, engage quarter impulse.
This is a quarter impulse, half impulse, full power, all stop, and then fucking like lock onto drives, lock onto cargo bay, engage.
So, okay, I'm just here as the resident smartass. I don't actually game what... type of game is it?
This is a flight... it's kind of like Starship Simulator, basically. You have full control over being able to, you know, full movement, so you've got pitch, yaw, roll, stuff like that.
So is it role-playing?
No. Well, no. It is in-ship flight simulator, basically.
Okay.
But it just... you can do things other than fly.
Right. Unless you're me, then you just fly.
They do have missions.
You fly.
Rusty flies and scans planets and stars and things like that and is exploring the galaxy while I
Which is really cool. I mean, I go out, I can go out and find some really cool fucking, some, like, gas giant ring worlds and fly up real close to them and take pictures of them and shit.
That sounds like a disease, dude.
Gas giant ring worlds. Gas sounds giant like ring worlds. Gas giant ring world
sounds
diseases.
Like, sounds like a...
It sounds like what
sounds
happens
like
after
the side effects of eating
gummy
a
beers.
Full 5-pound bag of those sugar-free gummy bears.
Right?
Gas giants.
No, it's not just world. Gas. That's the problem.
Yeah. Well, I mean, there are ammonia worlds, so... There's an entire
and
world that smells
like that's
what
happens after you drink too much goddamn beer and eat asparagus.
Boom. Boom. Asparagus.
Done. Stinks so bad. But I mean, in all actuality, I think at some point we need to just form a wing and play and then stream it.
We should. I will
after
be
I teach you
terrible.
How to
I'd be terrible at combat. See, there's fucking quite a few different ranks based off of how much money you've actually gained from doing the activities. So,
Merchant.
Trader has one, Exploration has one, and Combat has one. And the very first rank in combat is harmless. And the top rank is elite, and then you can get to dangerous if you get all
so
three elites.
So it goes harmless.
There's
mostly.
No badass rank because...
Well, elite's basically badass rank.
I'm going to need it to be badass because
well, we can change
otherwise,
it.
You know, that's just lame.
So where he's at is most harmless. It goes harmless, mostly harmless, novice, and incompetent. And it takes a while to get through that.
Sounds like the Princess Bride.
I know, right?
Harmless,
right,
mostly harmless,
easy.
Novice, competent, expert, master,
where
dangerous, deadly, elite.
Yeah, and I'm not even halfway. Are
that some unusual size?
I don't think they exist.
But I was going to say, like, where I'm at right now is almost too competent. But I've shot down a lot
that
of ships.
That needs to be rank. Almost too competent. That's the one right below badass.
Well, no, in this case, it's just almost at competent. So I'm below competent.
So you're borderline retarded?
Something like that. So, but that being said, I feel very competent.
Almost competent.
Shut up. I feel fairly okay.
The pit of despair.
Don't even think about it.
But it's a really fun game. And at some point we'll twitch it.
Fuck twitching it. Just whip that shit out and play with it.
I'm just gonna go like this.
Sounds painful.
Well, if it makes a note, then yes, it's painful.
Probably true. Is the note coming from your vocal cords or from the
from the vibrations?
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah,
if it sounds like the Seinfeld intro.
Wow. If it sounds like the Doctor Who intro.
I don't think...
Well, that's just you're whipping it too hard.
Whip it good.
No.
I don't even have a soundboard for that. That's fucking wrong.
You don't have a Devo soundboard?
I was going to say, I don't think anybody has a Devo soundboard. Flock of Seagulls, maybe.
Devo soundboard.
He's looking up.
So while you're looking that up, me and her were visiting some old friends that were coming to town. They were going to be gone from town. And we went out to a restaurant, and we stayed way too late.
Yeah.
We were a little tipsy, but we all, like me and you both, had to work the next day, so we couldn't get, like, too drunk.
No, I was really all right.
And then you said something.
You were not as all right as you said you were. I will maintain that. Yeah, no, you weren't. You can't have been.
Okay.
You cannot have been.
Why?
Because what happened next?
Yeah, you said a magical phrase, and what was that?
No, you said the magical phrase. We're talking about surprise butt sex.
Surprise butt sex!
Surprise butt sex!
And I should say that at an earlier show, I had explained how I had an ex-girlfriend that just liked shouting that at the top of her lungs while she's
surprise butt sex! Like that?
Yes, pretty much. Very, very similar. And there was no meaning to it. It's not like she liked surprise butt sex.
Oh, well, that's kind of a letdown.
Well, maybe she didn't like it with you.
No. Aww. She had a little bunghole.
Oh, how do you know this? Because you tried surprise butt sex?
Well, that's she said so.
Shots fired! Shots fired!
Found out very quickly that was not the thing that she was actually into. She just liked seeing it.
That's that moment where...
Wrong hole! Wrong hole!
Shots fired.
As Justin's back there going,
Kaka!
Arms and everything.
I don't know about all that.
The condor.
The bedroom rodeo.
I have a visual, and that is all that matters.
She's so gonna save that for later. Giggity.
So what happens is,
how do you feel? How do you feel, sir? How do you feel?
No, you're not, because you're telling the fucking story.
So what happened is, she says that, and I was like, I was thinking about the podcast, but the way that this came out of my mouth was,
because I have been a listener. Yes.
Yeah, your boy listen.
Yeah, my son and I listen, and yeah, DHS is going to be at my door.
But I said, did you get that from me?
No, you did not. That is not what you said.
What did I say?
You said, and I quote, did I give you surprise butt sex?
Oh, I did say it that way, didn't I?
Yes, you did.
And I realized as I was saying it,
did I give you surprise butt sex?
And I honestly meant from the show, but as I was escaping my mouth.
Ass.
Just to be clear, I was not escaping his mouth. The phrase was escaping his mouth.
I broke down into tears and realized...
Phrasing.
Oh my fucking God.
Oh my God, phrasing.
And I just rolled around on the ground laughing. So
he really did. I have documentation, if I can find it, which I'm not finding it.
Aww.
The picture? Are you talking about the picture that you got? I've seen it.
Oh, you get it?
Me flipping
Oh, here it
camera.
Is, here it is.
Yep, boom, there it is. Boop, there it is. Yep, right there. That's it.
Yep.
That's the one.
Yep.
On
he looks
the ground.
Like he just got finished with surprise butt sex right there.
Eyes glowing.
Uh-huh. Of course he was. And he was smiling. Look at that smile.
I know. He likes surprise butt sex.
I do not.
You're pretty happy about it there.
Blackmail. We've got the goods on you.
At this point, if Babs wanted to blackmail for everything that I've ever said.
I'm pretty sure that the least of what I have is pictures of you laughing about surprise butt sex.
That's the tame shit. You want to see the real
this
shit.
This is why... Okay,
I play you way too much shit.
That's the thing. I have a couple of you who are probably my best and most trusted friends. I'm going to put the count at three. And most of it's due to the fact that you guys can blackmail the fuck out of me if I decide to not like you anymore. Yeah.
So the feeling's mutual.
You know who I'm talking about. Both of you.
It's not any of us.
So I was going to say, before we jump into anything else.
Yes?
Do we want to save that or do you want to go ahead and go, Babs?
Oh, that was...
Oh, yeah. No. Go. Go. Please go.
So we were talking about Amazon reviews earlier.
Yes.
And I remembered coming across a book.
Yes.
Several months ago called Helping the Retarded to Know God, A Guide for Christian Teachers of the Mentally Handicapped.
Okay.
Wow.
That's a heavy book.
That's a really big print.
Well, you know, it has to have lots of pictures.
So the first review... The reviews are fucking amazing.
Yep.
The first review says, I bought this book and used it to explain to my daughter, whom I call Mittens, why she is likely to go to hell.
Oh,
she
God.
Drooled a lot, but I think it really sunk in because she immediately stopped masturbating on our trips to Walmart. That was always embarrassing, but now she has the Lord, so, you know, that's nice.
Aww.
Mittens.
So, good for Mittens. The next one says, this book tastes yucky, cover hard to chew. And...
Thanks for typing that. Man, you've got some skills.
And then we have someone giving it 5 stars that says, no touch pee-pee, ghost daddy watching always.
Ghost daddy watching.
Oh God. Indeed. Oh God.
Yeah. So
just the title's enough.
Oh,
for
and then
me.
We have Hodor. which goes back to
Hodor.
Jesus Christ, these are horrible.
Hodor.
So that being said, we did play a couple of the games. I mean, we played Elite Dangerous. We played what?
In 2013, Gord made my guts bad. Doctors say this guy got minutes to hours to live with 170 heart rate plus kidney failure. Thanks to this book, I'm now fully retarded. Helmet and Juicy Box. Are there more books to make my stupid better?
Wow.
Oh, I mean, show me more.
Show me more. Oh, man. Helmet and Juicy Box?
Helmet and Juicy Box.
Right on.
That's how I like to play Mario Brothers.
Helmet, Juicy Box. Nope.
Mario.
He has hit his head many, many times.
Well,
that's true.
I know, right?
Yeah.
And
he might need this book.
The souls of many Goombas on his souls.
Right. He might need...
help. Lots of help.
To know God.
I urge the publisher to release an edition specifically with plastic pages. I can barely read the first chapter to my retarded mother anymore as the pages are all stuck together.
Jesus Christ.
Oh, man. To be clear, we're not making fun of retarded people, only the people who are actually, like, posting.
We're only making fun of the people who are making fun of retarded people.
I mean, I'm not a bad person.
It was hard for Jimmy to look at kids with hearts on the inside of their bodies and normally formed lips, but this book helped him understand God's plan. His short, painful life will soon be over, and he'll be rewarded in heaven, just like a serial killer who converts at the last minute.
Jesus Christ. Wow! Jeez, some of these shit's dark.
Hey, I made a promise, I'm gonna keep that shit.
These sick fuckers.
Wow.
So moving along.
In other news, Snoop Dogg was caught by authorities in Italy with like $422,000 in cash.
Oh, I'm sorry, but this
is good.
I'm
sorry, I was just trying to get back to
normal. Oh, I'm sorry, but this is good.
I'm trying to get back to normalcy. He's fuck yes.
I had a normally intelligent friend. I told her this book existed. She immediately sat on her hairbrush and hair straighteners in quick succession. She now has a burnt arse.
Jesus Christ.
Oh, God.
Okay. All right. Now I'm looking at the fucking funniest.
Broke the fucking podcast.
Oh. Tis book make me happy. I know God now. Good God. Book good. Thanks for other to write book. I know God now. I go to heaven now. Sleep with Jesus. I happy have read book. Know God now.
Jesus.
Wow. Oh, man.
I are very smart, but not no Lord. Book is help, and picture is good, I can. I made it a read, and Jesus, dogs are brown.
These are so deliciously fucking random.
My son Mongo really enjoyed hearing about the angry ghost in the sky that watches him touch himself and then damns him to fiery eternity. I told him that God is like Satan, except a total douche that never brings you presents and then has his own priest pound your ass senseless. He said, duh, like Uncle Frank, to which I laughed and replied, oh no, Mongo. Uncle Frank actually exists. I deducted one star for the book not being laminated. After he got done licking every page, it looked like a Chinese phone book.
Oh, wow. Wow.
Oh, I have to stop. Yeah, you have to stop.
You are so
going to
read more than
this. Yes, I am. Oh, I think I just might put that in the favorites on my phone browser.
I broke Jason. I'm sorry, y'all.
I'm sorry. That's fucking wrong. Wow. Wow.
Oh, there are some sick people in this world.
It's true.
But damn, they're funny.
And thank God they're out there for our free entertainment.
I don't know how to follow that up.
I don't know.
Fuck, I played games.
Yeah.
Hey, so, onwards. So to kind of get the show on track, and then we'll get the fuck out of here.
No. Doghead. What?
So I will say this. Speaking of games, I've browsed the news and I haven't found shit. Like, the most I could find was that, shit doesn't even fucking matter.
Oh, God.
Blue rock candy, raspberry rock candy crystals. This kicks like a mule with its balls wrapped in duct tape. blue, yellow, pink, whatever, man. Just bring me that.
Derp and the Divine, a deadly mix.
What? Jesus.
This is a horrible product. I got it to help teach the glory of our Lord and Savior to my nephew with Down syndrome. But after we reach the section on communion, he is no longer able to safely leave the house. He now tries to take a bite out of every bearded man he sees and then squeeze them with a juice box while screaming, come moon onion. Needless to say, I can't hide that many bodies, even if most of them are homeless men. So he has to now remain on permanent house arrest.
You're just taking it downtown Austin.
This book has severely impacted his quality of living. And I no longer have anyone to take on trips to the city for carrying heavy things. Do not recommend. One star.
This is like the Pringles of Amazon reviews. You cannot read just one.
To take it away. Take it away. All
right. Let's.
Oh, I'm talking to my phone.
Wow. I don't got anything. My brain is broken.
Well, I will get.
Hey, I warned you. Dark place.
Of course.
Dark places.
That's why my phone is blinging all day.
Loud noises, Linda. Loud noises.
Hey, so, and something way lighter, I played more Starbound.
Yeah, what?
Yeah.
Did you play Starbound?
Yeah.
I've never played Starbound. I mean, I own it, but I don't play it.
I think I even bought it before you did.
I think so. I played it for like 5 minutes. Let me check my Steam. Oh, yeah, 5 minutes. It was that quick.
He checked his Steam.
I didn't really.
So, here's the biggest change that I've noticed. There are a lot more quests. A whole lot more quests.
I should give it a try. Is it actual release or is it still in fucking alpha stages?
I don't know where it's at.
What? Jinx, fuck you.
Just y'all talking about your releases.
And Steam.
I think we broke the bed.
Oh my god.
No, you definitely broke Jason.
It's your fault, man.
There's a fucking giggling hyena over there.
I will take all the credit.
So, either way, if it's not, it's really close.
Yeah, okay. Starbound? Because I typed in Earthbound before. That game's been out for a bit.
Yeah, let's say like 25 years.
Okay. I'm sorry, is that with or without the leather strap?
Oh, jeez. Why, people? Why?
Blame his ass. He brought me in here.
Yeah, I did.
He almost sounded like he regretted that.
It's all my
dude,
fault.
Dude, I haven't had this much fun since I had Trent to play off of. Come on now.
Fair enough.
It's fucking giggle fest over there. Jesus Christ. Both of you. Fucking like giggling hyenas.
I'm sorry, that shit's comedy gold.
Oh, yeah.
Anyways, that game's fun.
Right. All right, so we've got that out of the way. We could only get that game is fun. And moving on. Before somebody over there in the fucking peanut gallery fucking like heckles a little bit more.
Say Darkest Dungeon's better now too.
Darkest Dungeon. Darkest Dungeon is another game that I plan on picking up, but I couldn't, like, you know.
They added like four or five more bosses, and they added more classes. So like I was playing the I don't know what he is, but he's like a dude with a hound.
The hound. Yeah,
I think it's called the Houndsman.
The Houndsman.
So he's got
inventive name.
He's got debuffs, and then he attacks with his hound.
Hound, because you know hound, houndsman, got it.
But in general, it seems like it's way more balanced than it was before, and the debuffs of the stresses are a little bit more interesting, and they stick now if you don't get rid of them fast enough.
Okay.
Oh, cool.
I was actually showing her a little bit of that earlier today.
Yeah, the graphics are very Edward Gorey.
Yeah. Love the graphics in that game.
2.3 hours on Starbound.
It's still a slow burn to get started, and once you get started, it's pretty fun.
Okay.
There's no killing a penguin spaceship anymore.
Okay.
Which is good. Yeah. But, and then the other thing, obviously, we've been playing is Elite Dangerous. And it's just a slow week. I mean,
Elite Dangerous!
7 days to die on the new alpha. Or they got new zombies coming out, and they got...
We played a little bit of that. It was a couple hours of it, at least.
I was way better at the bow than you.
I died, like, fucking 8 times in the first fucking half an hour, so...
Yeah, I heard you talking about you need to reset the server.
No, I just need to get a new... I just need to start a new player.
Now that I got 4 days off in a row, I'll probably play the shit out of that.
Yeah, I'm sorry I didn't play much games with... With the switch to the early work schedule this week, like, when I got home...
Oh,
the
what's most your early work schedule?
The most I could brain, besides Destiny Night, was watching The Blacklist on Netflix.
Yeah, but, like, what's your early schedule?
It was 8 to... Whenever I was done.
Well, I'm working 8 to 7 as well, and she's working, what, 7 to 6?
7 to 6.
Okay, so, like...
Which means, basically, for me, 6:30 to...
Yeah, but I've worked closing at least 1:30, Tim, for, like, the last... Fuck.
The last fuck.
8, 9
Enjoy
years.
It.
What are you gonna say, Rusty?
I just looked at my fucking like Steam history for Elite Dangerous to see about how much I played. Total hours 162.
Damn, you got me beat.
And in the last 2 weeks, 88 hours. Damn. So more than half of my playtime has been in the last
2 weeks. So you've played 2 work weeks in the last 2 weeks.
Yeah, well, I don't work, so whatever.
Yeah, no, you've...
No, the sad part is...
Fucking bum.
Is a couple, in a couple weeks, my fucking playtime goes from, like, fucking 80 hours, or 40 hours a week to fucking, like, 4 hours a week. Which kind of sucks, but hey, whatever. You know, education, guys, yay!
Yeah, Rusty won't have shit to talk about in a couple weeks.
So I think what we'll kind of do at the Tiltcast, though, is... I'm going to continue to kind of pick apart some of the stuff that I had that was on Alpha Stage and bring that up for the next few shows,
mm-hmm.
until something bigger comes out. And then I'll talk about
we'll stream or record video for some of the stuff that we are playing to kind of give people an idea of what it actually is.
Well,
yeah. I kind of feel like a recording's better because then you have to catch us during the time frame for the stream.
Well, we can always do a, you know, a recorded stream, or I really want to do some streaming of Elite Dangerous, even though it is just basically me flying around in a ship in the middle of fucking absolute nowhere. But I haven't got the stream set up yet, and with Windows 10 and OBS having problems right now, I don't know whether or not I'm going to be able to set it up. That and our internet sucks right now. We have to get
a new modem. Yeah, we got to get a new modem.
Streaming on a DOCSIS 2 modem is butts. Very butts indeed.
Shit, right now I'm playing on a DOCSIS 2 modem. It's been a little bit butts.
I haven't had a whole lot of lag.
I've had a little bit.
I'm going to say, and the next time we podcast, we can talk a little bit about Windows 10 if we all finally get it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, my desktop doesn't have it, and of course I don't have a video card that that takes advantage of DirectX 12 yet, so... I know that there's a big change in game quality. You can turn the settings way farther up when you use existing technology with DirectX 12. But I wouldn't know because, you know, my fucking video card sucks. So, I don't know, maybe that will be something that I buy myself for educational purposes.
So that, I mean, I went ahead and cruised news and I really didn't find anything. I'd been cruising for about an hour.
I got news.
What do you got?
It's kind of depressing.
Don't do the depressing. We need no sads.
Don't leave it on the sad
note. No need no sads.
That's why we do the depressing shit first.
Video game news. We're going to look it up right now.
You always find somebody to play violin in the background.
Well, Earl would be sad. Roddy Piper died.
Well, he was an icon.
Yeah, dude, he passed away in his sleep. It was sad. Sad stuff.
Well, yeah, but at least he passed away in his sleep.
It's better than going masturbating in a car accident.
Or autoerotic. Yeah, exactly. I was about to go there. Autoerotic asphyxiation.
It just means Nate go back and watch his B movie again. I forget the name of it.
I can't remember it either. Can't. Fuck. Nope. Never. Not having him. Now you're going to look it up. Good.
Yeah.
While you're looking at it, now that shit up, I'm going to bring it on down.
They Live. That's what it was.
They Live? Okay, that's really terrible.
Yeah.
And ironic.
I know, right?
SGDQ, Summer Games Done Quick, was on fucking Twitch over the past week. They did a week-long stream to raise donations for their charity. And they were able to raise $1.2 million.
Jesus.
Now, they were able to do... the donations are going to Doctors Without Borders, so it helps people get medical care outside of, like, places that have medical care. sends doctors to places in need. And they were doing some really cool fucking stuff. If you've never watched any of the Games Done Quick stuff on Twitch... It is worth a watch because it takes all of your favorite video games, you know, going back to the very beginning sometimes, and plays them in ways that you've never seen them played before, and exploits the crap out of them to get as quick as possible. I watched Echo the Dolphin, which I haven't played in forever.
I'm not a big fan of that game.
I watched Megaman X2. They did speedrun four-screen race, and they explained what they were doing there. And then they did bunches and bunches of other games. Of course, they do like Dark Souls speedruns and stuff like that. Dark Souls.
Get in there somewhere.
Of course. And then they ended the night. Or they ended their stream with a Chrono Trigger speedrun. Now, the Chrono Trigger speedruns, I didn't get to watch it, but from the estimates, it was like a 24-hour kind of speedrun. So it was, because the game takes a bit to get through. So that was a massive undertaking, but they hit their goal. Their goal for this year was $1 million. So that's good.
So speaking of prize pools, and I can kind of end it on this, a not so sour note.
Yay, sour note. What?
International starts tomorrow. That is for Dota 2.
Oh, Dota 2 International. Yeah,
the prize pool for Dota 2 right now is $17,966,366.
Jesus, that's a team being sponsored by YouPorn again?
No.
Oh, no, that was Pornhub.
Yeah. And there was
no, it was YouPorn.
Was it? Yeah. I thought it was Pornhub.
No, it was YouPorn.
Anyways, the price pool for first place right now is $6,467,892.
So, 6 million and it's 5... Is it 5 or 6? I can't remember. It's 5 people.
Yeah, it's 5 people.
So...
A little over a million apiece.
Yes. That's still fucking... That's a big payday. You're still
getting low over half a million after taxes.
Well, it's still one of the...
in the U.S.
It's one of the biggest paydays that you can get for competitive gaming out there right now.
I think it is the biggest payday you can get.
Yeah, and it's basically crowdfunded by people buying the international packages and stuff like that for...
I was going to say, if you're broke like me, you can still watch it on Twitch.
Yeah, you can watch... Well, you can... you can actually watch the games live as they're being played from the Dota 2 app.
Even without buying the international?
Yeah. I think so.
Yeah, I remember I liked this so much. I was even at...
Yeah, it's Dead just...
Girl when it first started, and I ended up kind of accidentally ignoring her while I was watching it.
Well, with the free one, you get a fixed feed, so you only get to see whatever they show you. If I remember right, last year when you bought the international package... You get access to different commentators and different feeds.
That's true.
So, like, you could watch different players directly or what have you. So,
I think that'll be a big deal. It'll be something we can talk about in the coming weeks after it's all said and done. I really like watching it. Competitive Dota is really fun to watch.
Yeah, it's probably something I'll be watching over the next week.
It'll be happening all during my days off.
Yeah.
Now I can stream that while I'm doing other things.
Yeah.
Just going to miss the first round on Monday.
I mean, the first round, the really fun matches are when they do the all-star matches. Those are really cool.
Screw around.
Yeah. Well, I mean, normal gameplay for those, they still play at a really stupid high level, so you can see what they use for tactics and what they're doing.
They're fucking... Yeah. No. I'd never want to play any of those people.
Speaking of that, I want to get back into Dota a little bit.
Oh, Jesus. Here we go. Like, fucking...
Or Heroes of the Storm. I need some MOBA play.
I will play Heroes of the Storm, but I don't think I'll play Dota. The reason is that, well, Heroes of the Storm actually kind of ruined me on Dota, and even though Dota has, you know, the new map types and new match types and stuff like that, I'm not interested in it. Honestly, not interested in it. I'll watch it on the international, and I'll be able to see what the game types are, because I'm sure they're going to introduce those into the...
I was going
to
say, my only buddy that plays it plays at such a higher level than me.
Right.
He's logged like 6,000 hours into it. He's on
every single night, dude. Every single night, I'm seeing him pop onto Dota 2. And
to kind of explain, it was just somebody that randomly found the show and then started messaging me on Steam. He's like, I hear you play Dota. And Dota's this big competitive game, and he just started trying to school me on it, and he got me all right. But then, like, he plays at such a different level. This is some college student out of Seattle. And he is at a stupid level. He's almost semi-pro.
Yeah. He is semi-pro. And he's been kind of like, you know, he's been working his skill level up to be able to actually do that on, you know, competition levels and stuff. So, I mean, more power to you, guy. But, I mean, you fucking outplay me in that game. Hardcore. Really hardcore. I've got just a few other things that I'm going to throw out there.
Barf Angel.
Yeah.
He just doesn't have a gag reflex.
Which, again, Barf Angel.
What other things can you possibly have?
Well, okay. Well, I've got a couple things that, you know, that might be interesting to other people, especially the people who still play WoW. Bashiok left the game after being a community manager for more than a decade. Bashiok was all over the forums and just went fucking crazy sometimes on some of the stuff that he did, and he was all over the place. So he was a good guy, and he decided to leave, and they threw him a big fucking farewell party. complete with a whiteboard that says, smell you later, Micah. So, with some cheap beer in a, yeah, in a case. So that's cool. The August free Xbox One and 360 games are out now. You might be interested in this. It is Metal Gear Solid Ground Zeroes. You know the game that you wouldn't buy?
Oh, I already got it free on PS4 because it came out 3 months ago.
Fuck it. All right, so there's that. It's on Xbox One, so you can get that all month. Halfway through the month, you can get How to Survive Storm Warning Edition, which is kind of a good game, too. If you are playing on Xbox 360, at the beginning of this month, you'll be able to get Metro 2033. And at the end of the month, you'll get Metro Last Light. So
but
you'll
only
be
on 360, so it's the low-res version.
Right, so you only get it on the low-res.
So, in other words, I have reason to actually plug my old 360 in.
If you want to. I don't plan on getting it, because I have Metro Last Light on my Steam, so...
It gives me something to play when the wife is playing Dead Rising 3 in the living room.
Another thing about that with the Windows 10 stuff is I am going to be experimenting over the next week as to what the Xbox app can do, and I will be able to talk about that a little bit more on the next podcast. But I mean, there was talk about being able to stream your video game through a local network so that you can actually play on a laptop. Play your Xbox One games on your laptop. So I'm going to try that and see how it works, if it's available.
Fair enough.
So that's going to be something fun that I'll be doing. And there's some more details on No Man's Sky. Details about stars, natural disasters, and factions. Let's see here, and I'm skimming through it because I just found it. I have a variety of different star types, some of which are super rare, which kind of sounds familiar. there's some views out there. There's a galactic map. Different formations of stars. Being able to go into planets is one of their biggest things. So factions is kind of neat. For that, basically, No Man's Sky is what Elite Dangerous wanted to be, only a little bit more colorful, I think.
Well, that's fair. I think we're not really... I know they're releasing details and things like that, but I don't think we're really going to know what this is until we actually get our hands with it.
Right. I know there was some information about Elite Dangerous. They had released information about close quarters combat, which is something I talked to you on the side about. Allows you to basically fly in between buildings and do, like, atmosphere-type battles, like kind of X-Wing-ish type battles. Not X-Wing. Fucking whatever.
Whatever. What you're talking about. Right. Just dogfights inside of a skyline.
Rogue Squadron. That's the one I was thinking about. You'll be able to do that, and they were going to release it for Xbox One as a playable game mode, but they're also going to be releasing it for PC, so that'll be in the next update. So if you do play Elite Dangerous, that's coming. It's coming. It's going to be fun. That is all I have. News in the quick fast.
Yay. Well, and honestly, as a news light week, so next week I think we'll be going over some other things, or next time that we do this in 2 weeks.
Yep.
We'll have some more for you.
Oh, there's one big one.
What?
you remember NVIDIA Shield?
Yes.
They recalled them. All of them.
Nobody uses them.
No, they recalled them because of a fire hazard. There's something about them that makes them spontaneously combust.
You're kidding.
The battery, it can overheat and combust.
That's
basically
amazing.
It's a way to stream your games to a portable system from your PC.
Yeah.
So it's like having a big-ass Game Boy, essentially, that will stream PC games. Because it doesn't have the hardware to do it. It streams them over your network to a device that's handheld, which means it's really only handheld in your house.
They have issued a voluntary recall for the devices. The affected units are the 8-inch tablets that were sold between July 2014 and July 2015. And they said that they determined that the battery on the tablets can overheat, posing a fire hazard, end quotes.
Jesus. Wow.
So that was pretty big. That's a year's worth of sales that they have to recall. That's awesome.
Wow.
But you want to check out NVIDIA's website because they have serial numbers for the battery on there. So if you do have a NVIDIA Shield tablet, you want to check that shit out and see if you can get yours recalled because, you know, because you don't want to have a fireball in your lap. Just saying.
Well, maybe you do, but it's not quite that kind.
Okay.
No, I want a fireball on my lap, not in my lap.
Hadouken.
Rawr.
So that, I don't really think we have a whole lot else.
Fine. Cut me off, Darn.
I am cutting you off.
Fine, I'm good.
I think at this point we're stretching.
All right. No, no. I was like, I saw that shit, and I was like, that's a big deal. That's a big deal.
I think the NVIDIA Shield was. So, either way, we'll be doing this again in a couple weeks, and then next week we'll be doing a video. I'm not sure exactly which video we're doing, but we'll figure that out.
Sometime, maybe.
With that, Jason, where can you find us?
Find us at tiltcast.com. Find us on Facebook and Twitter.com/tiltcast. Find us at twitch.tv/therealtiltcast. Also on youtube.com/therealtiltcast. Search for us on iTunes and Stitcher. Rate us and review us. We love reviews. Love them. And with that, we got friends of the show.
Which we have bmfcast.com. We have noquarters.net. And we have, shit, For the Love of Gaming and dvgp.tv. They do good things. That ran in the goddamn show, so we will see you guys in a couple weeks.
Bye.
Motherfucking shotgun.
See you guys later.
Peace.